Today we will look at a pair of attributes, just like we did yesterday. These are al-muhyi and al-mumit, the one who gives life and the one who gives death, or the creator of life and death. In Surah Al-Imran, that's Surah number 3, Ayah 156, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Wallahu yuhyi wa yumit. And Allah gives life and causes death. Wallahu bima ta'amaluna basir. And Allah sees what you do. He is aware of what you do. In Surah Al-Mulk, that is Surah number 67, He says, why? He says, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُورُ. This is Ayah 2. It is He who has created death and life that He may try you, that He may test you. Which of you does the best of deeds? And He is the mighty and the forgiving. First, let's look at the theoethics of these names. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the giver of life to things without life. Allah can make that which does not exist come to see, as we saw in Al-Mubdi. So He can give life to the one without life. He's the one who creates life and death. Once there was a time when we were non-existence. Just like in Surah Al-Dahr, Allah says, حَلَتَعَلَى الْإِنسَانِ هِينُ مِنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. Wasn't there a time upon the human being when he wasn't even a thing that would have been thought about? Totally non-existent. We were not alive. He created us in the wombs of our mothers and He gave us life. He brought us in the world to breathe, to eat, to grow. That is the gift of life that Al-Muhyi gives to us. Now as He says in Surah Al-Mulk, He gave us this gift. And the only thing that belongs to us is the free will He gave us, the choice we make in the testing ground of the world. To be faithful or not to be faithful. To do shukr, to do thanks for the gift of life, or not to do thanks for the gift of life by revolting. So when we apply al-muhyi to our lives, it means to make every moment meaningful, to make every moment live forever by making sure that the intention for doing whatever we're doing in that moment is qurbatan ilallah, to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That will keep the moment alive. That is the thread to sew through. Look back into your lives. If we look back, think of all the years you've lived. How many moments are meaningful? How many live forever? It is those that are immortal, that will live, that have been done solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those that are selfless. So Abdul Muhyi is the one who brings his heart to life. A heart that is cleansed of the world and contains nothing but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alive, for it becomes the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If one finds it difficult to cleanse the heart of his or her desires as such that are not right, then to recite this name at night until you fall asleep, inshallah, will help to control the desires. If Al-Muhyi is recited 68 times every day, then Allah will inspire in the people a wish to help others. In other words, to make every moment meaningful, because in essence, to make a moment meaningful, it must be a moment where we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and serve His creation. If one suffers from a chronic sickness, then recite Al-Muhyi 68 times after each of the wajib namaz, wajib salah, and inshallah they will be restored to health. Let's look at Al-Mumit now, where Allah is the creator of death. All who are alive will certainly die. Kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut. Every soul will taste death. Allah has destined a time for each being to come into existence, and for each being their time to leave. Al-Mumit, the creator of death, when he creates death, well, that is his will. Whether we say that all is here, that there is nothing after this, or whether we believe that every day has a tomorrow and this world has a hereafter, we will leave here sooner or later. If we seek the pleasure of this world alone, when our life ends, the happiness will end, or our work, all our plans, or our hopes will end. But if we profit from this world, perfecting our iman, acquiring wisdom, gathering its fruits, and preparing for the hereafter, when this temporal life is over, then there will be eternal bliss. In this life, the body is under the orders of the nafs. In death, the nafs is like a king who has lost his kingdom. In life, the nafs is like a merchant who buys and sells, gains and loses. In death, it is like a merchant who has lost his business. There is no profit anymore except with baqiyatu salihat. So when we die, we're left with whatever we have gained or whatever we have lost, which is our debts. In our grave, we wait either bankrupt, hungry, cold, and in pain, or in the midst of plenty, joy, and peace until the day of Qiyamah. The idea when we hear of Al-Mumit is to prepare for that death. Psychoethically, when we apply Al-Mumit, then to know that death is sure to come. Am I prepared for it? If I were to be faced with death tomorrow, today, will I be able to say, I did my best, thank you for life? Or will I be like those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Munafiqun, who will say, Rabbi, lawla akhartani la'ajalin qareebin fa'assaddaqa wa'akum min as-salihin. My Rabb, why don't you respite me to a near term so that I would have given sadaqa and been the doers of good deeds? And the answer will be, وَلَنْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah does not respite a soul when its appointed term has come, and Allah is aware of what you do. The essence, therefore, is to recognize that there is an akhirah, there is a life hereafter, and that the world is temporal. To recognize that the world is the farm or the sowing ground for that which we will reap over there, to know there is far more to existence than the apparent. And in particular to know the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said, die before you die. It's an amazing hadith that brings it all back. We've talked about it before. Inshallah, we will be able to live that. One who recites this name often is able to control the negative influences of the ego and the desire for the pleasures of the world. It also helps to find closeness and alliance with those on the same spiritual plane and to achieve the conquest of one's enemies, inshallah. A dua that is very effective, that helps to bring our focus on this aspect of life and death, of eternal life in the hereafter, is a very short dua recommended to be recited again and again and again, which is, Ya man lahu dunya wal akhira, irham man laysa lahu dunya wal akhira. O you who has the dunya and the akhira, irham, have mercy on the one who has neither the dunya or the akhira. I repeat it again, Ya man lahu dunya wal akhira, irham man laysa lahu dunya wal akhira.